Lie on your back, please. Feel how your head is lying on the floor. On what point on the back of your head do you feel more pressure? The length of your legs and the length of your arms and the length of your spine. And gently please roll your head from side to side, going through the middle very slowly. And once in a while, stop just randomly at one place, which is not quite in the middle, and see how do you rest there with your head? What keeps your head staying, leaning on that place? And stay there and then feel what has changed, perhaps also with the leaning of your body, of the back. And then move to another place, continue rolling and stop somewhere else. Stop in places that are not the edges of the movement or extreme, just where the movement is still very continuous in its speed, in its contact with the floor. And you stop again on a different point of leaning and feel, is the head really resting there? And then feeling the leaning of the body, of the back, of the places along the spine. And then pay attention also to the shoulders and feel when you're rolling your head to the right and the right ear is coming closer to your right shoulder. How does it feel for the shoulder? Does it press more into the floor or does it do something different? Does anything happen when you roll your head to the left and the left ear comes towards the left shoulder? Does the left shoulder come closer to the floor or not? And as you roll your head slowly from side to side like this, pay attention to the length of your arms. If it feels different or not. If one arm feels a little bit longer when you roll your head to the side. Maybe also one leg when you roll your head to the right. Is the one leg that feels a little bit longer? Is it the left leg or is it the right leg? When you roll your head to the left, let go of this, please, and slowly bring your head back to the middle. And please roll to lie on your right side. Bend your legs comfortably, one on top of the other. And rest your left arm along the left side of your body. So the hand will rest on the hip, a little bit off it, on the buttock. And start slowly lifting your head, thinking of the ear coming in the direction of the shoulder and feel what the shoulder is doing. When your left ear is lifting, is the shoulder moving? And see if as the head is lifting, ever so gently, if the shoulder can move away, so the arm will get longer down, very gently. What can help this head to lift more easily? For the ear to chase this shoulder that is moving away from it. Feel the leaning on the right side of your chest. On the pelvis and the legs, the arm that is down. So don't increase the effort in the arm. Keep it very soft. Just see what happens to this shoulder when you lift the head. and let go of this. Please lie on your back and rest. Roll again your head gently to one side and back, and then to the other side, and feel the difference. And as you roll your head, listen to the leaning on the back of your head and the leaning on your back and the spine that moves. To which side is it easier, smoother? Let go of this, please, and roll to lie on your left side. Bend your legs. Bring your right arm along the side of your body, the hand resting loosely there on the side of the hip, on the right side, the left side on the floor, and gently start lifting your head. Lift and lower. And feel the right ear coming closer to the right shoulder and the shoulder moving away from it, sliding away. No tension in the hand or in the elbow. If you don't intend to do anything with the shoulder, just lift the head. Notice, what does the shoulder do? Does it move at all? Maybe not. Maybe it moves in the opposite direction towards the head. Where does your shoulder really want to go, and the arm, when you lift the head? Rest on your side, please. Again, on the left side, fold your knees closer to your stomach and bring your right hand to hold the left temple. Reach over the top of your head so it passes the right ear, goes past the top of the head and holds the opposite side of the head that is on the floor with the elbow towards the ceiling. And with the help of your hand, gently lift your head. Many times, each time softer, letting the air come out. Feel the bending of the spine. Where do you feel the spine bending? Which vertebrae do you feel are moving closer to the floor when the head is lifting? Feel the line of your whole spine. And keep your head in the air and lengthen again your arm slowly alongside your body. On the right side with this head lifted, and feel where is the shoulder now and where, how long is this arm? And slowly, slowly lower your head down and feel what happens to your arm. Feel how the shoulder is sliding back to its place. And then lift again your head slowly and let this arm lengthen and see if the shoulder has more freedom, if the arm is lengthening more easily, even without holding the head. Good. Let go of this, please, and rest on your back. And gently roll your head to one side and back and to the other side and feel if there's a change and where. Does something feel different? Maybe also in the shoulders or the upper body, in the chest. Now let's try it also on the right side. Please lie on your right side. Fold your knees towards your stomach. And get hold of your head with your left arm over the top, crossing the left ear over the top of the head, holding the right temple towards the right ear, elbow to the ceiling. And gently, gently lift your head each time you exhale. Lower and feel the air coming in when the head is resting on the floor. Each time, finding how to lift the head with less effort. So the hand is guiding the head to lift and for the spine to bend more comfortably. And feeling the support of the head on the spine and on the ribs. So the hand is only guiding the head to lift, so it's always supported on you. As you are supported on the floor. And that's a very different feeling when lifting the head and knowing that this head has also always leaning on another place of yourself, a whole, your whole self. Now keep the head in the air, let go of the hand and lengthen it alongside the body and feel how long it is. And then slowly lower your head down back to the floor and feel the movement of this shoulder. Where is it sliding back to? And the hand, how is it sliding slowly? And then slowly lift again your head and feel the movement of the arm, if it's a little bit easier and softer. If the head can find more easily support also without the hand guiding it. Let go of this, please, and lie on your back. And feel how you're resting. And gently roll your head from side to side. Feel how the head is rolling now. If there's any change also between the head and other areas, a better connection maybe. Let go of this. And slowly, please roll to one side. Come up to standing. It's your own time. And feel the way you're standing. How does the chest feel? The shoulders? How are the arms hanging? Where are you looking to? Where are your eyes now? Where's your horizon?